Well, yesterday in our immediate area, most of the heavy thunderstorms went a little to the south and a little to the north. We did get thunderstorms, though. We did get thunderstorms and we did get rain. Let's bring in the man with the plan. And that's Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
And good morning, Marshall and everybody. And more showers and storms today, but it's not going to be as hot. We stay in the 70s. We have showers and a thunderstorm tonight, mid-60s. Showers and a thunderstorm tomorrow, only in the 60s. We stay in the 60s. Saturday, we stay in the 60s with showers. I don't think there's going to be any thunderstorms around on Saturday. Then on Sunday, we have some sun. That will boil up a shower or thunderstorm Sunday afternoon. But I think Sunday night should be okay. And Monday, we'll just be back to hazy, very warm and humid weather with highs of 85 to 90.
Now, with Saturday is a big day, Saturday evening. So if there's not going to be any thunderstorms, and are there going to be light scattered showers on Saturday?
That's hard to say. It looks like it would be light, but you cannot rule out, some showers that would be moderately heavy. It's a very, very unstable weather pattern. So I'm thinking along the lines that if you get some sun Saturday, there's a better chance of some of the showers being heavy. If you don't get any sun on Saturday, there's a good chance that the showers will stay light.
All right. So the fireworks, because the fireworks are going to be held Saturday, but if for some reason there's rain, there will be held Monday. And it looks like Monday is going to be a summertime type of day.
Yeah, Monday should be fine. Yep.
Well, that's fairly decent news, really.
I mean, it's not a rain-free, holiday weekend, but it's certainly better than, Memorial Day. But as I told you over a week ago, I was not liking the pattern anyhow as we moved into July 4th weekend. And unfortunately, that is, basically the way it's going. But, it could always be worse. For instance, we have a new tropical storm. And it's called Elsa. It's in the South Central Atlantic. And the Hurricane Center is taking this system across the Dominican Republic and across Cuba, Florida, up to the Carolinas and to Cape Cod. Late next week.
Wow.
This time, late next week. So we'll have to see. I mean, you and I both know that these storms can do anything that they want. And that track right now could be completely changed. I mean, if the storm were to move more west and northwest, it could move into the Gulf of Mexico, and that would change the whole deal. But right now, the Hurricane Center seems to be, or the GFS model, seems to be favoring a track along the East Coast sometime late next week. We will watch it. And the only thing, when I saw the name Elsa, I remember, tell me if I'm wrong, wasn't there an actress who played it? Wasn't she the one who played the Bride of Frankenstein way back in the day? Was it Elsa Manchester or something like that?
I don't remember. I remember Frankenstein. I don't remember.
I'm Googling it right now. Who played Bride of Frankenstein?
Elsa Lanchester.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Elsa Lanchester. See, I was right.
Yeah.
That's the only Elsa I know, or know of.
And you know what? Her regular face doesn't look that different from being the Bride of Frankenstein.
That's not nice. Much.
She looks a little like it. Oh, God.
Maybe that's why they had to play it.
Oh, goodness gracious. Well, that's amazing. It's, that's the good thing about Google, but it's also the bad thing about Google, where you can find information like that. If I had Google when I was in high school, I would have asked it math questions and everything.
I know.
I mean, the students today don't realize how lucky they've got it. I mean,
What about YouTube?
Yeah. I mean, all the stuff is out there, and like I used to sit at home with homework, especially with geometry and algebra. Now all you have to do is enter in the equations and ask for, and boom, there they are.
Yeah, I mean, I remember always being stuck, you know, especially in math in high school. And I had a cousin who was very good at it. I would have to go to his house, you know, and he would have to show me. But nowadays, let's just say you are stuck. You could go into YouTube and you could type, you know, whatever you need to know. And bingo, you'll have a video presentation, almost like being in front of the teacher.
Yes, Mr. Draper was my geometry teacher, and he knew that I struggled with it. So he said to me at the beginning of the year, I'd never forget this, Marshall, just sit in. I'm not going to ask you any questions in class. I'll do some extra work with you during study halls, and we'll get you through this year. But he knew that he took the pressure off where I didn't have to embarrass myself in class by not knowing what the hell was going on. And he worked with me in study halls and got me through that year. Because I've never been good at algebra or geometry. Never.
Yeah, well, you know, algebra 2, you had to know the rules. You know, if I said to you, very simple, if I said to you, subtract the following fraction, and it's plus 5 over plus 5, you know that you have to change the sign of the bottom number and then proceed according to the rules, okay? So if you change the sign to the bottom number and it's a negative, negative 5 plus 5, now you will subtract. But let's say that the originally it was different signs to begin with. Let's say it was a plus 5 and negative 5, and I said subtract it. Change the sign of the bottom number, you make it plus. Well, like signs, you have to add. So the answer is plus 10. You know, and that's, you know, those are the things in algebra that were tricky. And then in geometry, if you memorized all the theorems, then you had no problem. Because, you know, they could put anything in front of you, you know, whether it be right triangles, spheres, whatever. But if you knew all the theorems, then you could just work right down the theorems and list them one step. You know, geometry was kind of logical. I guess that's why they teach it. I don't know. I mean, do I use it now in meteorology? The answer is no.
You lost me when we started this conversation.
Yeah, okay.
Plus 5, minus 5, the equations, the theorems. I hated the theorems. I hated them.
Yeah, I hated to memorize them.
And I memorized this, I said. But anyways, well, at least I don't have to do that in my job. I don't have to do that.
Exactly, and neither do I, but I thought I would have needed it because at that point I knew in high school that I wanted to go in for meteorology, and I'm thinking to myself, I better really, really, you know, get down on this math, you know, with physics and all that other stuff. But thank goodness, you know, I didn't go into that end of meteorology because there are meteorologists around that do coding and all of that stuff, and they need their math.
Well, I just figured I knew how to add and subtract, and I knew how to multiply, and if need be, I could divide. And I figured that's all I needed to get through life. Add, multiply, subtract, and divide.
And guess what?
What?
You did, right? And you got through life.
I did a lot of all of it.
Yeah, really.
Oh, goodness gracious. All right. Well, so we've got a weather forecast that is not that bad, but not that good. It's right there in the middle, really.
Right, right, exactly. And we'll see. You know, we have one more day. Maybe it'll even get better tomorrow.
I like warm weather, so it's warm. It's still, you know, there's still humidity out there.
Oh, yeah. That's not going to... You know, and with the mention of showers, you know that it's got to be humid.
Yeah.
It's just not going to feel as bad because the temperatures are going to be cooler.
All right. And who knows? I think we're going to get, you know, it's the first year back after the pandemic. I think that the good Lord will grace us with good weather for the fireworks for the Salisbury Rotary Club at Lime Rock on Saturday.
And that is still a possibility.
Yeah. So that's what I'm hoping for. That's what I'm hoping for. All right, so I made something, before we go, I only have a minute, I made something last night that I thought would be really good. I had some chili left over that I made, and it's just chili. My chili doesn't have beans in it, okay? And I had some leftover pasta. So I said, let me make macaroni and cheese chili. Don't do it.
Don't do it.
It doesn't come out. It doesn't come out right. It did not come out right, and it was a colossal fail in the kitchen yesterday. Oh. It just doesn't come out right. The chili gets washed out by the cheese. The cheese gets not the same. Like when you have macaroni and cheese, and then you add like let's say lobster in it or something like that. Everything stays. The lobster tastes like lobster, and the macaroni and cheese tastes like macaroni and cheese. But macaroni and chili, cheddar cheese, it doesn't work. So don't do it. Don't waste your time.
Oh, well, thank you for that. Thank you. Not that I was going to try it, but thank you.
So bad, even the dog wouldn't eat it. No, really, it's true. Hey, Pat, I want you to have a good day, and we'll check with you tomorrow.
Tomorrow with a big weekend forecast.
All right, take care, Pat.
Bye-bye, Moshe.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.